Welcome to Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living here on an Ask the Experts weekend. This beautiful 4th of July, America turns 250 today. Hope everybody is having a wonderful day so far. Be safe and be healthy and be happy. Enjoy each other's company and be kind. You are listening to Dr. Natalie Gailey. This is Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living. And we are here every Saturday from 11 to noon. The Take Two Healthcare Clinic is located at 5777 Far Hills Avenue. And we are located here in Dayton, Ohio. However, we can see and treat many clients over the phone and through Zoom, through telecommunication. And we've been doing this for years. It is a streamlined process that we have in place to treat and help all of those with ailments and disease states, either from prevention from progressing and or possibly reversing. Today's show, we will be going over a lot about how America has changed over the years, especially diet-related and chronic disorders and diseases as they have progressed. Again, the Take Two Healthcare Clinic is located on Far Hills Avenue right here in Dayton, Ohio. You can reach us online at take2healthcare.com. That's with the number two. And you can reach us on the phone at 937-433-3241. That's 937-433-3241. So if you like what you hear and you want to come to us to either be seen for chiropractic care, acupuncture, thermography, and or nutritional counseling based on laboratory testing, you can reach us on the phones at 937-433-3241. These shows are also recorded. So if you hear or see if you hear something you like and you think it could benefit you or a family member or friend, these shows are recorded and they are put on our website and they are also put on WHIO's website. Please tune in every Saturday and share the news. I always say this is a wonderful platform to share information about how to be healthier, live longer, be happier. Whether it's physically, mentally, and this is a wonderful platform to share all of the current insights and trends and our thoughts about them and provide natural ways of healing and repairing. When I say provide natural ways, what does that mean? Where does that come from? When we do laboratory testing for our nutrition consultations, and I feel like we should maybe try to change the name from nutrition to science-based nutrition because that's what we do. Science-based nutrition would be based on your laboratory tests, blood test, hair analysis, urinalysis, stool analysis. So when we recommend these nutritional therapies, whether it's a change in diet, adding a certain supplement or vitamin to your protocol, we base those recommendations off of comprehensive testing that you cannot get anywhere else. And in fact, what I want to share with you real quick is a little story. I'll make it quick. But one of my friends that I went to chiropractic school with, actually her and her husband, we went to chiropractic school. We were in the same class. They moved to Michigan, took over her uncle's practice, and as of last year, they sold their house, sold their practice, and moved them and their two kids to Europe. And they did this for a year. They just wanted to kind of let life take its course. They were kind of also sick and tired of the way they were seeing some of these medical routes go. And she shared with me this new physician that they're seeing as their primary care physician because they have two children about the same age as my children. So let's just say somewhere around 10. And her physician actually left insurance years ago because she knew that her patients deserved better. She spends time with their family. She listens. She encourages the kids to eat well, move well, and live well. She lives on an organic free-range farm, stocks her office with the stuff from her farm. And anyways, the reason why I'm sharing this with you is because my friend who's seeing this physician does not accept insurance. And the reason why is because she says that her patients deserved better. And I couldn't say that any other way or any other, I couldn't say it well any other way. We are out of network with insurance policies as well. The reason being is because insurance will not cover most of the testing that we do. They consider it investigational, quote unquote, which it is. We run cancer markers. We run hormone panels. We run inflammation markers. We do a full thyroid panel, not just one marker. All right. And insurance won't cover some of these panels because unless you have a diagnostic code, sign or symptom to order these panels, your doctor can't do it. They're not going to run cancer markers if you're not already diagnosed with cancer. Well, that doesn't really make sense, does it? And if you are a frequent listener, you may recall that I have a 49-year-old patient that I'm treating right now who has stage 4 colon cancer. And the only way we found it is we ran his cancer profile just as a baseline to see where he was at. His comprehensive metabolic panel was completely healthy. Healthy liver enzymes, healthy kidney markers, healthy thyroid, healthy cholesterol. The only thing we were working on with him was his sugars and diabetic status. He also had a high estrogen, but that's it. Nothing else showed up. Therefore, he has no symptoms, no blood in the stool, no loss of appetite, no weight loss. So any other physician would never run that panel. And the only reason I did at that time is to get a baseline. I wasn't running it when he was in his 30s. But when you're in your 40s, you need to get these baseline studies done or else you may be missing something. Today, the primary drivers of mortality have shifted from infections to chronic lifestyle-related issues. Obesity-related deaths, heart disease, drug overdoses, all of this impacting our modern-day mortality rates. All right, early threats in America to us were diseases like smallpox, measles, tuberculosis. Now, current threats are diabetes, heart disease, cancer. Our food has shifted from local, seasonal, and minimally processed diets to a globalized system dominated by mass-produced, ultra-processed, and convenience-focused items. Meals were cooked from scratch using raw, local, and seasonal ingredients. Now, over 60% of the average American diet consists of ultra-processed foods. Items like canned soups, frozen meals, all of these containing significantly more ingredients, more preservatives, artificial flavors, all to extend shelf life and enhance taste. In 1924, the process that enabled frozen foods was invented by a man by the name Clarence Birdseye. The only frozen foods that they were doing were fish and vegetables. Now, half of our grocery is the frozen food section. We have sodium-packed, pre-packaged frozen TV dinners, pizza, snacks, all full of preservatives and harmful endocrine-disrupting artificial dyes. Our kids are going through puberty at early stages. We have females getting diagnosed with breast cancer at early stages, mostly from our poor environment and poor food choices. I mean, it's hard. You go down the vegetable aisle in the frozen food department. Yes, you can get a bag of frozen broccoli florets, but then you see the frozen broccoli with cheese on it. Well, that looks more tasty, doesn't it? You have spinach souffles, all of these containing over 1,000-plus milligrams of sodium. Some of these close to 2,000 milligrams of sodium. In fact, get out a can of soup, if you have one, in your cupboard, and I guarantee if you look at the serving label, it's close to 1,000 milligrams unless it's low sodium. So you can't get around it unless you're really shopping at a farmer's market, a local store, or getting fresh produce yourself. You know, the demands for convenience grows year and years and years because we live in this fast-paced society. We are overworked. The kids go to school pretty much all day, especially if they're in sports. You know, they'll leave for school at 6 or 7 a.m. and may not come home till 8 p.m. I mean, I was at the ball fields the other night in 100-degree weather, and my 9-year-old son played a doubleheader. What are we doing? What am I doing? Well, they were in a tournament. It was the last day of the season, so they went. They weren't going to cancel it. But all these things that we fill our days up with are impacting our overall health. And, you know, once called adult onset diabetes, type 2 diabetes can now affect children, peaking around the age of 16. Diabetes and obesity is becoming an epidemic. And I think one of the reasons is because lack of physical activity, screen time. Some kids in schools are disciplined and not let out for recess. No, these kids need recess, right? They do something bad. What's their punishment? No recess. Maybe they need recess. Maybe these children with behavioral and inability to focus and concentrate need to get out that energy. Don't take it from us. Go on a walk during your lunch break. Don't work through lunch and eat while you're working. Please slow down. We have to slow down. Convenience is good sometimes, but it's also not convenient to be sick, right? So we have to start taking care of ourselves. Going back to something more simple. Eat what we can grow. If you're shopping in a frozen foods aisle, please read the labels, read the sodium. Look for any acronym, all right? Like BHT. If it has an acronym, it's most likely a preservative or a chemical that's not good for you. So we have to kind of slow down, regroup, and slow this epidemic, all right? However, researchers have determined that metformin, an anti-diabetic medication for adults, doesn't work as well in young people. So what do we do? What about these GLPs? What about these pharmaceutical versions like Ozempic? Are they working? Yes, but what are they doing to our health? What is the risk factor? And if we're not doing medications, what is the answer? All right, don't tune away. We have to take a short break. You are listening to Dr. Natalie Yaley. This is a happy 4th of July Day presentation. And we'll be right back after this short break. This is Take 2 Healthcare, your guide to a better living on Ask the Experts weekend. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks again for tuning in during this lovely holiday weekend. This is Take 2 Healthcare, your guide to a better living. And you are listening to Dr. Natalie Yaley. We are here every Saturday from 11 to noon. And myself, Dr. Van Merkel, Dr. Andrew Dyer, we rotate during the weekends to kind of keep the show alive and keep it entertaining. You know, we all bring a different mindset to the mic every week, and I hope you guys enjoy it. And if you do and you're interested in getting help or helping a family member or friend, please give us a call at the office. Our phone number is 937-433-3241. At the clinic, we do comprehensive laboratory testing, acupuncture, thermography, and of course, chiropractic. We are all doctors of chiropractic, certified in different specialties. I myself am certified by the American Academy of Thermology for interpretation of thermography. And breast thermography is an FDA-approved tool since 1982, actually, so it's nothing new. But what breast thermography can do is detect cancerous activity in the breast 8 to 10 years before a tumor can be seen on a mammogram. So it can take that long for a tumor to grow. And I can tell you how many patients of mine have gotten mammograms year after year after year, and then all of a sudden they have breast cancer. Where did it come from? How are mammograms preventing breast cancer? They're not preventing it. Can it detect it? Sure. But we want to prevent, right? Prevent further diseases from developing while possibly reversing the ones you have. And is that doable? Absolutely. Earlier on, I was talking about, yes, we are out of network with insurance. But getting a cancer profile tested once a year is prevention. What is a cancer profile? It's a blood test. There are specific markers in the blood that you can test for different cancers. Now, if one comes back high, does that mean you have cancer? Not necessarily. So therefore, you have to look at the whole comprehensive panel. You have to look at the whole body. So when I say cancer profile, cancer markers, many of you are familiar with a PSA for men for prostate screenings. But there are markers in the blood that you can test for different cancers like breast, ovarian, uterine, colon, testicular, and adrenal. And we do them all. And it's not that expensive. I think it's around $200 to do the full panel. Then we can split it up. So it's easy to do. All right. So we are talking about the epidemic of diabetes and obesity, how America has shifted from cooking with scratch using raw local materials and ingredients to diets consisting of ultra-processed foods, highly salted, highly preserved, artificial colors, dye, sweeteners, all of these things that are disrupting our endocrine system, affecting our hormones, causing diabetes. So when we come back to the break, I'm going to go over a little bit more about peptides, how some of them are not even studied on humans, how some of the vials actually read research use only. So we have to be careful about what we're putting in our body these days. All right, don't tune away. We'll be right back. This is Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living on Ask the Experts weekend. I'm Dr. Natalie Ailey. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks again for tuning in on this holiday. Happy 4th of July, America 250. This is Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living. And I'm Dr. Natalie Ailey. I am your host for this hour. Lucky you. If you've missed part of the show, we're talking about the epidemic of diabetes, the American diet, and we're going to get a little bit into like these weight loss medications. But the goal of this show is if you leave the show learning something new that you didn't know before, then I have done my job. And our job at the Take Two Healthcare Clinic, when we see and treat people under our nutritional program, which, like I said earlier, it's more of a science-based nutritional program based off of comprehensive laboratory testing you can't get anywhere. I promise you. In fact, our panel is patented. You can't get it anywhere. Why is that? Because we created it. Well, I didn't create it. Dr. Merkel created it. And then what he did is he sat down with LabCorp, because we use LabCorp to draw the blood, created these panels, and said, I want this for this price to give to my patients. So for $340, you can get what's called an advanced comprehensive panel to include 64 markers. About 25 of them you can't get anywhere else. Now, could you go online to walkinlab.com, labcorp.com, quest.com and order some of these yourself? Absolutely. But if one comes back high or low, what are you going to do about it? That's where we come in. We don't specialize in any specific treatments. We don't specialize in any specific disease. We see different stages of cancer, diabetes, ADD, obesity, Alzheimer's, dementia, osteoporosis. I mean, we see it all. And we don't, Dr. Merkel always says this, does it matter the name of the disease if you're just treating the symptoms? You have to get down to the root cause. And that is what we do. I have this patient, she is 35 years old, and she's got some behavioral issues. I'm talking bad mood swings, and she knows it. But I'm so excited for her because we are doing heavy metal testing on her that no doctor has done before, and she's going to get really good outcomes from it, I promise her. So I'm so excited. I'll be able to share her case probably in about 2 weeks. So tune in and I'll be here. Okay, a little bit about diabetes in children and why I am saying this to probably most of our listeners are adults, right? I doubt any young people are tuning in to Take Two Healthcare, but they should. Why is type 2 diabetes becoming such an epidemic? In 2003, children between the ages of 10 to 19. In 2003, 9 out of 100,000 youths had diabetes. Then in 2018, so 15 years later, 17 out of 100,000 youths had diabetes. Currently, 32 per 1,000 youths between the ages of 10 to 19 have diabetes. So it went from 9 to 32 in 20 years. Where's it going to go in the next 20 years if we don't do something about it? And the reason why I'm telling you adults this is, yes, we need to start with the young children, teach them at an early age. But where is it? For every 10 youths with diabetes, 6 of them within a decade span are going to develop a significant comorbidity that will highly impact their lifespan. With an increase of comorbidities, meaning having two or more diagnoses or diseases at the same time, there will eventually come a time when comorbidities become complications. With increased complications or side effects, new problems arise. Therefore, more comorbidities, more complications. So how many of you, 10 years ago, had diabetes, are now on other medications for high blood pressure, depression, anxiety, or general inflammation? How old were you in 2003? And if you had diabetes or prediabetes, do you have two or more complications at this time? So if you are 30 years old listening to this program, 40 years old, 50 years old, and you have prediabetes or diabetes, in 10 years, 6 of you out of 10 will probably have more than two diseases. All right, so we have to get a hold on this. Now, what can cause this? All right, it's not just diet. The chronic stress, air pollution, all of these things that can affect our endocrine disruptors in our bodies, which are hormones, affects our hormones, all right? And when you affect your hormones, your body's ability to produce insulin will be affected as well. Stress induces certain hormones that egg on insulin, so they create more insulin resistance. Stress is also associated with chronic inflammation in the body, which affects the ability of the body to respond normally. Now, can we take away the outside stressors like your job, maybe family stress, maybe you got some things going on mentally? Can we take those physically away? No, I can't do that for you. I wish I could. But can I help you get the body healthy enough to handle the stress better? Therefore, regulate the hormones, regulate the insulin, prevent or reverse diabetes. Type 2 diabetes is reversible, and we see it happen in as little as 2 weeks, depending on how well patients follow the protocol. And when I say protocol, there's not one protocol that we use. It's different for everybody, so I can't tell you all what to do. Now, obviously, we know sugars and carbohydrates need to be reduced, but what does your liver look like? What do your hormones look like? What does your protein look like? Do you have enough muscle to keep your metabolism high? These are all things that you can test in the blood. And, you know, getting a hold of it, the sooner in your life, the better. And it is reversible. So like I said, or like I say, even if it takes 2 weeks, 2 months, or 2 years, you can start today and make significant changes. So what some other patients, people, celebrities, athletes are going to are these weight loss medications, these GLP peptides. And the pharmaceutical versions of these, some of them have not been studied in humans. Some of them have just been studied in animals. Now, peptides are not just GLP for weight loss and fat loss, but other peptides some people use are for like tissue repair, anti-aging. So when you see like these wellness clinics offer these, you have to ask your doctor, what are the long-term side effects of these? All right. Some of the vials say research use only. Where are they getting these peptides from? Are they compounded? There are, some of these have never even been approved, making them technically illegal to market as drugs. And under the current FDA guidance, these peptides are also ineligible for compounding. And if they are compounded, what did they use? Where did it come from? Who do we trust? What do we do about diabetes? Can we trust our doctors that are prescribing these medications? And it's not just in adults. Get this. For pediatric prescriptions for weight loss, as young as the age of 12, jumped 700% over the last 5 years. Pediatric prescriptions for weight loss. All right, we have got to do something about this because, like I said, 6 out of 10 of those youngsters are going to end up with comorbidities such as blood pressure problems, cholesterol problems, anxiety, depression, inflammation, maybe even cancer. we have to be careful with some of these because I've tested some of my patients who were on these GLP weight loss meds for their diabetes, and their cancer markers come back high. Now, not all of my patients, okay, some of my patients that are taking these prescriptions, not all of them have high cancer markers, but there have been two cases this year. One of those cases ended up being stage 4 colon cancer in a 49-year-old male. The other case is a 72-year-old female, but yes, her cancer marker was high. We had her do an abdominal ultrasound for like liver, pancreas. Everything turned out okay. She went off of the Ozempic, retested in 2 months, liver enzymes back to normal. CA19-9 cancer antigen for pancreas / liver, normal in 2 months after going off of it. Her A1C is a little higher after going off of the Ozempic, but she's losing weight naturally by cutting out soda and reducing carbs and exercising more. And so it just comes down to, like I was saying before, slowing down, going back to the basics, and do medications work? Yeah, that's what they're for. They are synthetic. You put these synthetic hormones in your body, sometimes too much, you're going to have rapid weight loss. But what are the long-term side effects? And they're probably different in everybody. And a lot of these have not been used long enough to know the long-term side effects. But we do know the long-term side effects of diabetes. And 6 out of 10 adolescents with diabetes are going to end up with 2 or more comorbidities, meaning more diseases, more diagnoses, meaning more medication, right? And with more medications come more side effects. With side effects comes more complications. So then you're on another med. You get my drift? All right, so what do we do about it? What diet do you follow? Like I said, we don't have any particular protocol, particular diet. Myself, I really like the Mediterranean diet and the paleo diet. The paleo diet is more like your ancestral diet. Whatever you can grow or kill, you can eat. All right, so your produce, your meats. But the Mediterranean diet leans more towards healthier fats, a lot from fish, 70% of vegetables. So 70% of your diet, if you're following a Mediterranean diet, would come from vegetables. So I particularly like those two. But honestly, if you don't know where to start, you have to get your blood test done. Are we out of insurance or insurance networks? Yes. But that's to better you as the patient. Because if we were in network, we would not be able to run the tests that we run. And for example, our advanced comprehensive science-based nutrition panel, you cannot get anywhere else. It includes some that you will get done with your annual checkup, right? We do glucose, but we also do A1C. Sometimes I'll have a patient not have their A1C done, and that's for diabetes. Don't you want to know what it is? Why didn't your doctor run that? Is your doctor running vitamin D? Are they doing a full thyroid panel, or are they just running TSH? Are they testing your hormones? Are they testing C-reactive protein, alkaline phosphatase, lactase dehydrogenase, your ESR rates, or your SED rates? They should be testing those because those are inflammation markers. And if those are high, we have to find out why, right? So then you do your cancer markers, you do your liver enzymes, you do your kidney panel. So there's lots of things to look at. And as the population gets sicker, those reference ranges are increasing, meaning the average American is more sick today than we were 10 years ago. All right, we have to cut to a short break. I'm sorry, they're giving me a signal here. So anyways, don't tune away. We'll be right back. Happy 4th of July. You are listening to Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living on Ask the Experts Weekend. I'm Dr. Natalie Yaley. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks again for tuning in to Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living here on America's birthday, 250. if you've missed the show, no worries. These are recorded. They are put on our website at take2healthcare.com. That's with the number 2. And or you can go to WHIO's website as well. Just type in Take Two Healthcare Podcast. It'll pop up. myself, Dr. Merkel, and Dr. Dyer, we all rotate every weekend through the shows. So we hope that you like the differences between the shows. I know I talk a little bit faster, but hopefully I'm getting my point across. So today's show, we covered a lot about diabetes, the epidemic, adolescents and youths being prescribed medications for it. And we just have to slow down, because if we don't change what we're doing right now, these epidemics are going to grow and we're all going to end up with multiple comorbidities, complications, inflammation. And I was talking also a little bit about stressors that are endocrine disruptors. And I did mention environmental factors. One of the other things we do at the clinic is we test for heavy metals. It is very important to know if you have arsenic in your body, lead, mercury, uranium, cadmium, aluminum, because all of those different toxic elements will build up in your body if you're not detoxing at a good rate. And if they build up in your body, they can cause cancer, Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's. And guess what? If they do show up, we have a treatment for them, okay? We use different forms of detoxification in our clinic, depending on the patient's case, but we are very successful with our detox protocols. And when I say detox, we never do or prescribe anything that is like a two-day fast or something that's going to make you really ill. We do not do that. Our protocols are at least 2 months long, so we take our time, but that's the safest way to do it. In order to do that, the safest way, though, is you have to test properly. And that's what it comes down to, testing properly, getting the right advice, and trusting your instinct. If you have a question about a medication you're on, ask your doctor. Would they take it for the rest of their lives? Ask the good questions. And if you don't know what to ask, I oftentimes help my patients make lists to talk to their doctors about different conditions that they're having if they're on a medication. Because we can't take you off of a medication you're prescribed, but maybe we can get you healthy enough to where you no longer need it. And that's the goal here, preventing further diseases from developing while possibly reversing the ones you have. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I hope you have a wonderful holiday weekend. Thank you again for tuning in. Like I always say, whether it takes 2 weeks, 2 months, or 2 years, you can start today with Take Two Healthcare. I'm Dr. Natalie Ailey. This is Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living. Have a great weekend. I'm signing out.